more Idaho Matters right now. Pollinators like bees and butterflies are on the decline here in the Treasure Valley, but a new project this spring is designed to bring those insects and some beautiful flowers into hundreds of backyards. The Treasure Valley Pollinator Project will put 64,000 plants into the hands of people who live in our area. And not just any plants. 32 varieties are designed to attract and feed moths, birds, and other pollinators. Joining us today are Jessica Harrell, the coordinator of the new program from the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, and Josie Erskine, district manager and farmer and owner of Peaceful Belly Farm. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
So Jessica,
thanks, Gemma.
Oh, absolutely. Jessica, can you talk about how the program will work?
Sure. So the Conservation District has contracted for all of these flowers to be grown by Peaceful Belly, and orders are open now. There's four different pollinator selections for people to choose from, so they can pick the plants that are more to their garden style or liking. And so they pre-purchase these flowers now through April. And then in April, around Earth Day weekend, the flowers will be ready to pick up out at Vine and Branch Ranch in Caldwell. And we will have workshops then for people to learn how to create the best pollinator habitat in their garden, and also how to identify pollinators. And then we'll ask everybody, once the plants have been planted, to join us in a pollinator count. That's count or just with all participants. So we'll be able to then monitor and track all of the pollinators that we're seeing after all of these pollinator gardens have been established.
So I want to talk about the flowers, and we're going to put up pictures of these four different mixes of flowers on our website. They are beautiful, Josie. And in fact, one of the mixes basically are indigenous to Idaho, correct?
Yeah, they're from this western region. That would be the local bees mix, or the flower mix number four.
And so they would work really well in our climate.
Yeah, all of these flowers have been tested by myself, so they all work great in this climate. Also, the majority of these flowers have also been chosen because they are relatively easy to grow. And they're fast growing. Most of them bloom in the first year, and they are all drought tolerant.
And then I want to talk about bees, because you both say that some of the hybrid type of flowers that people plant in the yards right now, I mean, very pretty, but they don't provide any food for bees. So then the bees come to these flowers and they end up starving potentially, Jessica?
Yeah, well, there's just always a risk with flowers that are, a lot of cut flowers are sometimes bred to have minimal pollen, so it doesn't get your table dirty if you're, you know, bringing cut flowers into your home. And a lot of them are also just bred for other qualities, and sometimes the pollen is accidentally maybe bred out of these flowers. So there are some, you know, open pollinated flowers where that hasn't been altered and they're better for bees. What we're also seeing is there's, as you know, the Treasure Valley is getting bigger, there's a lot of houses being built on what was once open space or farmland where a lot of these bees were previously foraging. So we're seeing that that responsibility of providing food for bees falls to the homeowners. So we, as you know, homeowners and cities that have control over open spaces, really need to be aware of what we're planting to make sure that it is providing all of those habitat requirements for pollinator species, well, including a diverse variety, and always making sure that something is blooming from spring to late fall.
Well, I think this sounds wonderful, because you get to, as just a homeowner, or, you know, help with the pollination process, which is so critically important, and you get beautiful, beautiful flowers. We will put all of the information on our website as to how people can participate in this program. But I want to thank both of you so much for coming in. We've been talking with Jessica Harrell, the coordinator of the new program from the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, and Josie Erskine, district manager and farmer and owner at Peaceful Belly Farm, about the Treasure Valley Pollinator Project. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Take care.
Absolutely. And our producers today, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.